For 25 years, from 1973 through 1997, an Italian priest named Father Stefano Gobbi said that he received locutions from the Blessed Mother. In these messages, she spoke of our times and reiterated the requests she made at Fatima. Although her messages are for everyone, in these messages, she particularly asks priests for greater holiness and to be more active in promoting consecration to her Immaculate Heart. Father Gobbi's spiritual director urged him to write down the messages that came to him. In due time, they were published with multiple imprimaturs as thousands of priests, bishops, and cardinals eagerly asked for translations in many languages. This recording is not professional and not for profit. Volunteer readers have undertaken to make these available as audio podcasts. You may purchase the book, To the Priests, Our Lady's Beloved Sons, at mmp-usa.net. Presented here are the messages from 1981, beginning January 1st to December 31st.
1981, the light and glory of the Lord, the only possibility of salvation. January 1st, 1981, Feast of Mary, Mother of God. Begin this new year in the light of my divine maternity. I am the way along which peace will come to you. The inability of the men of today to establish peace is caused by their obstinate denial of God. So long as humanity continues to go along the way of rejection of God and of rebellion against His law, you will have no peace. On the contrary, egoism and violence will increase, and wars will follow upon wars, ever more cruel and bloody. As has been many times foreseen, a third worldwide war, which will have the terrible capacity of destroying the greater part of the human race, can take place if men do not seriously resolve to return to God. The Lord is ready to pour out upon even your straying and so very threatened generation the floods of His mercy, only on the condition that this generation return with repentance to the arms of its Heavenly Father. I myself have sung of His divine mercy, which extends to all generations of men who acknowledge the Lord and the one and only possibility of salvation for you is in this return to the love and fear of God. On the first day of the new year on which you venerate the joyful mystery of my divine maternity, I direct to you, my poor sons, my merciful eyes. With an afflicted soul and an anguished voice, I implore you to return to God, who awaits you with that love with which the Father each day awaited the return of the prodigal son. I invite you to a loving crusade of reparative prayer and to works of penance. Together with me, implore of God the grace of return for so many of my estranged children. Multiply everywhere cenacles of prayer to compel the mercy of God to descend as a dew on the immense desert of this world, and prepare yourselves to see that which human eyes have never before seen. I am the way of peace. Through me, all humanity is called to return to God, because only in its complete return can my mother's heart triumph. The light and glory of the Lord. February 2nd, 1981. Feast of the Presentation of the Child Jesus in the Temple. Entrust yourselves to me, beloved sons, with complete abandonment and with the greatest confidence in your Immaculate Mother. As I did my own child Jesus, I take you two today into my arms to present you each day in the temple of the Lord. Let yourselves be offered by me to God on the altar of my Immaculate Heart, to be His light which must ever shine more and more in the midst of the darkness which has recently covered the earth. The light shines even though the darkness still does not want to receive it. The light must shine through you, my beloved sons, because this forms part of your priestly mission. spread about you the light of the truth which is contained in the gospel, which is the very light of my son Jesus. My motherly duty is that of making Jesus live in each one of you to his very fullness. Never before, as in these difficult times, is it so necessary that all priests be Jesus alone, lived and living, to be once again the light of all nations. His merciful eyes in your eyes, his divine heart in your heart, his soul in your soul, his love in your love, to spread everywhere in the church the fullness of this light, to be his glory, which through you must be reflected in every part of the world. At the same moment, in fact, which humanity is experiencing the greatest rejection of God in all history, you are being immolated on the secret altar of my immaculate heart to sing today the glory of the Father, the mercy of the Son, and the love of the Holy Spirit. The glory of the new people of Israel, called to prepare humanity for the return of Jesus. The glory of the renewed church, which will experience its new Pentecost of fire, of grace, and of light. The glory of a new humanity, purified in the great tribulation, now ready to live the ineffable moment of its complete return to the Lord. This is a grave hour, my dear sons. Therefore, live out each day with love and faithfulness, the consecration of which you have made. Allow yourselves to be always carried in my arms as my little Jesus, leaving everything to your heavenly mother, that for each one of you also the plan of the Father may be fulfilled. I look upon you with pleasure. February 11th, 1981. Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. Beloved sons, you are called today to carry out a great task which has been prepared for you in all its details by your Immaculate Mother. For years I have traced out the road for you. I have taken you by the hand and I have led you, supporting you and teaching you to take one step after the other, just as a mother does for her children. How many times have I taken you in my arms after each fall? How many times I have bound up your painful wounds and have given you strength in your great weakness? How many times, without your ever having been aware of it, have I intervened personally to rescue you from the dangerous snares which my adversary and yours sets each day for you? And now I look upon you with the pleasure of a mother who sees herself reflected and lived by her children. My cohort is ready. My hour has come. My battle is ready in its final phase. Walk in this light of purity. You must spread about you only the fragrance of my son Jesus and of your heavenly mother who never knew sin. Let the fragrance of the very life of God be in you, the fragrance of the grace which clothes you, of the wisdom which enlightens you, of the love which leads you, of the prayer which sustains you, of the mortification which purifies you. Do not be troubled by the assaults of my adversary, who rages at you with fury to rob you of the precious virtue of purity, which is mine and which I give to those sons who respond to me and consecrate themselves to my Immaculate Heart, as a sign that they belong completely to me. No one will snatch you from my heavenly garden in which I have gathered you with such care. In it grow every day more beautiful and pure, to sing to all the glory of the Father, who is pleased to be reflected in you, of the Son who wants to be perfectly relived by you, of the Holy Spirit who gives himself to you with inexhaustible abundance. And thus many of my poor sons, who are today in such great need of grace and purity, will be able to run and wash themselves at the fount of that immaculate love which is both mine and yours. Mortify your senses. March 4th, 1981, Ash Wednesday. Beloved sons, accept the invitation to conversion which the Church offers you, especially at this time of Lent. At this time, your Heavenly Mother asks of you works of penance and of conversion. Prayer should always be also accompanied by fruitful interior mortification. Mortify your senses that you may exercise dominion over yourselves and over your unruly passions. Let the eyes be truly mirrors of the soul. Open them to receive and to give the light of virtue and of grace, and close them to every evil and sinful influence. Let the tongue free itself to form words of goodness, of love, and of truth, and therefore let the most profound silence always surround the formation of each word. Let the mind open itself only to thoughts of peace and mercy, of understanding and salvation, and never let it be sullied by judgment and criticism, much less by malice and condemnation. Let the heart be closed firmly to every inordinate attachment to self, to creatures, and to the world in which you live, that it may open itself only to the fullness of the love of God and neighbor. Never as at the present time have so many of my fallen sons need of your pure and supernatural love in order to be saved. In my immaculate heart, I will fashion each of you in the purity of love. This is the penance which I am asking of you, dear sons. This is the mortification which you must perform in order to prepare yourselves for the task which awaits you and flee the dangerous snares which my adversary sets for you. In purity, in silence, and in fidelity, daily follow your Heavenly Mother, who leads you along the same road as Jesus crucified. It is the road of renunciation and complete obedience, of suffering and of immolation. It is the road of Calvary, which you also must travel, carrying your cross each day and following Jesus to the consummation of the Pasch. And thus you will also put at my disposal a great power of intercession, with which I will be able to break open the golden gate of the heart of my Son and pour out the fullness of His mercy. Yes, Father. March 25th, 1981, Feast of the Annunciation of the Lord. Beloved children, entrust yourselves to me, and I will bring you to perfect docility to the will of the Father. Just as it was for my Jesus, so too on the plan for the life of each one of you it is written, Behold, I come to do your will, O Lord. Your Heavenly Mother wants today to help you fulfill well and only the divine will. This is the will of God, your sanctification. By the gift of your sanctity, you place on the altar of the Lord a powerful force of intercession and reparation. For how many evils, how many sins reparation is offered each day on the part of my beloved sons, who, led by the Heavenly Mother, journey along the painful way of their own sanctification. Do not look at the great evils which are still perpetrated and spread about by the highly refined means of social communication. Under the ashes of the immense desert to which this poor world has today been reduced, many new buds of life and salvation are sprouting. These are the lives hidden and unknown, but how precious, of my priests and of all those children whom I lead each day along the road to sanctity. Let your yes to the will of the Father be realized in your daily effort to shun and to free yourselves from sin, to live in grace and in the fullness of love, in the effort to recollect yourselves, in the intimacy of prayer and of life with Jesus, of reflection and of the understanding of His divine word, in the interior suffering, in the face of the great abandonment and the solitude in which man today finds himself. Yes, Father, to your will, that as in heaven, so also on this earth, your will alone may be done. Yes, Father, that as in heaven, so may it be done on earth, abandoned as it is, and never before so threatened as today. Yes, Father, to your scorned love, to your outraged presence, to your spurned word. Yes, Father, to the gift of your immense mercy, which shines forth in your Son, whom, through the yes of the Virgin Mother, you have once for all given us, Jesus salvation, Jesus life, Jesus truth, Jesus font of divine mercy, Jesus perfect fulfillment of the divine will. May your yes, beloved children, be placed in the yes which the Heavenly Mother forever repeats to her God, for the soon to come triumph of my Immaculate Heart in the triumph of mercy and love, of truth and justice. Today his passion is repeated. April 17th, 1981. Beloved sons, live with me today, the passion of my Son Jesus. Each day his painful passion is repeated. Enter with me into the depths of his divine heart to savor all the bitterness of his chalice, the abandonment by his own, the treason of Judas, all the sin of the world which crushes him under an impossible and deathly weight. As he is crushed in this olive press, the drops of blood escape, trickling down his body and falling to irrigate the earth. How heavily even today weighs on his heart the ease with which so many turn their backs on him to follow the ideas of the world or the ways of those who still reject and deny him. How many of his disciples daily sleep the slumber of indifference, of interior mediocrity, of doubt, of lack of faith. Again the blow which the servant dealt to his face is repeated, and that other, still more painful one, the blow which his soul receives from the high priest, as he accuses and condemns him. You have heard the blasphemy. Since he proclaimed himself the Son of God, he deserves death. There is another secret Sanhedrin which every day judges and condemns him, often made up of those who among his people are invested with power. The attempt to recognize him only as man continues, the tendency on the part of many to deny his divinity, to reduce his divine words to a purely human interpretation, to explain all the miracles in natural terms, and even to deny the historical fact of his resurrection. It is this trial which is still going on. It is the same ignoble and unjust condemnation which is being repeated. See him before Pilate, who tries him and who has the grave responsibility of passing judgment on him, and who would like to save him, but out of cowardice he subjects him to cruel violence, the horrible scourging which lacerates his innocent flesh and transforms his body into a single bloody wound, the crown of thorns, the condemnation, and the impossible climb to Calvary. Then the scaffold of the cross, the agony and his death, with his mother nearby, called to die with him in spirit. Beloved sons, live with me in silence, in prayer, and in suffering, these precious hours of the Passion being repeated in the Church, which is his mystical body. It is being renewed in each one of you, called to be the ministers of his love and of his sorrow. Together with me, suffer the judgment of the world, the rejection, the persecution, and the condemnation on the part of a society which continues to deny its God and to walk in the darkness of perversion, of hatred, and of immorality. Together with me, carry your heavy cross each day. Pour out with love your blood. Allow yourselves to be placed on the altar of his very scaffold. Meek as lambs, allow your hands and your feet to be also transfixed with nails. Love, forgive, suffer, and offer yourselves to the Father with love for the salvation of all. and then let your mother place you in the new sepulchre of her immaculate heart at the moment when the whole church is called to live mystically this passion of condemnation and of death in expectation of the hour of the resurrection. I have come down from heaven. Lome, Togo, Africa, May 13, 1981. Anniversary of the first apparition of Fatima. You are journeying along the roads of many of the countries of Africa, of this great continent so dear to my heart for its poverty, its simplicity, and the goodness of so many of its children. This is the time when all are bound to become aware of my special motherly presence. Give to all that light which comes from my immaculate heart. Give it especially to my dear missionary sons, whom I love with immense tenderness. I, who gather up their every tear, who wipe away every drop of their sweat, who measure with joy their fatigue, and count one by one their painful steps, how can I not express my motherly predilection for those sons who, for Jesus, have chosen to live here, amongst so many of their poor brothers, abandoned and still far from the gospel, in the midst of great sacrifices and much renunciation. The light of my immaculate heart now embraces all areas of the world, and my plan for the salvation and the comfort of all stands out with ever-increasing clarity. For this I appeared at Fatima to three little children. I have come down from heaven to join you in your journey. Be aware then of the presence of your heavenly mother at your side. It is a silent and serene presence. She wants to bring strength to your weakness. She wants to bring strength to your weariness. She sustains you in your work. She defends you from many dangers and leads you each day to carry out well whatever the Father has disposed for you, that the Most Holy Trinity may today be better glorified. I have come down from heaven to manifest myself through you along all the roadways of the world, along those traversed by the poor and the desperate, along those grievous roads of the sinners and the wanderers, along those of the sick, the agonizing and the dying. To all those you meet anywhere along the way, you must give the light of my heart and the tenderness of my motherly love. For this, I want to form you ever more and more to the gentleness of love, to attentiveness to others, to complete availability to each and every one you meet along your way. I have come down from heaven to live once again in you and to love with your heart, to sustain with your labor, to save through your sufferings many of my children who have gone astray and never before as today have such need of firm assistance. Along all the roads come to your heavenly mother. My immaculate heart is the refuge which gathers you all from all sides to bring you to the God of mercy and of salvation. With you and through you, I want to manifest myself to save my children who are in such great need. For this, I come down again from heaven to this poor suffering earth. Come, Holy Spirit, Tananarive, Madagascar, June 7th, 1981, Feast of Pentecost. I am the spouse of the Holy Spirit. My powerful function as mediatrix between you and my son Jesus is exercised above all in obtaining for you in superabundance from the Father and the Son, the Spirit of Love. By this divine fire, the church must be renewed and transformed. By this fire of love, the whole world will be made new. At this powerful life-giving breath, new heavens and a new earth will at last be opened. In the cenacle of my immaculate heart, dispose yourselves to receive this divine spirit. The Father gives him to you to associate you intimately in his very own life, and that the image of the Son in whom he has made to repose all his pleasure may shine forth in you ever more perfectly. Jesus gives him to you as the most precious fruit of his redemption, as witness of his person and of his divine mission. Even in this distant land in which you find yourself today, brought here by me to hold cenacles with so many of my children, you see the gospel already spread through the precious work of the missionaries. Today the whole world must be brought to the fullness of the truth, to the gospel of Jesus, to the one church willed and founded by Christ. And this is achieved by the Holy Spirit. The church must be open to His divine fire in such a way that completely purified, it will be ready to receive the splendor of His new Pentecost in preparation for the second glorious coming of my Son Jesus. Today I invite you all to enter into the cenacle of my Immaculate Heart in the expectation of receiving in fullness the Spirit of Love which is given to you as a gift by the Father and the Son. My Immaculate Heart is the golden doorway through which this Divine Spirit passes to reach you, and so I invite you to repeat often, "Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. This is the hour of my victory." Valdragon, San Marino, July 1, 1981. Cenacle with the directors of the MMP. Beloved sons, you are here in my house which I have prepared for you, and you are spending these days in a continuous cenacle of prayer and of brotherly sharing together with your Heavenly Mother. I am always with you. I join in your prayer and I present it to the Father through my Son Jesus. I help you to know and love each other, and I lead you to the perfection of love. I pour balm on your wounds and I give you strength in your weakness. My wounded heart is consoled and my sorrow is transformed into you by you, my little children. But why have I wanted you here again this year? Because the struggle between your Heavenly Mother, the woman clothed in the sun, and her adversary, the Red Dragon, has now entered into its conclusive phase. What has taken place in these recent months has a profound significance, following on what has already been predicted regarding this time of purification in which you are now living. In the spirit of wisdom, know then how to read the signs of the times in which you are now living. For this reason, I have called you and brought you up here and given you strength, because my great plan must now be accomplished. But I can accomplish it only through you. And so I await from you a complete response to my will. No more doubts, no more hesitation, no more uncertainty. How many of you my adversary has paralyzed with these subtle and dangerous weapons of his? Do not look to those about you. Pay no attention to the criticisms you hear, to the skepticism which often surrounds this work of mine. Not to all is it given to understand my plan. To you, my little ones, this has been granted by the Father, through Jesus, who in His Spirit of Love has placed you in the cradle of my Immaculate Heart. Only in my Immaculate Heart is the source of your security. Here you are prepared by me for the great struggle which awaits you. Here you are trained by me in prayer, because this is the weapon which you must fight. Pray more, pray always. Every action of yours must truly be a prayer. Live your Mass, which immolates you each day with Jesus. Pray well the liturgy of the hours, which consecrates to God the rhythm of your day. Recite the Holy Rosary with love and joy. Meditate on my words which I have communicated to you these past years. They will bring you to understand the gospel which must today be lived by you and announced to all. You cannot come down from this mountain without being transformed by me into living victims, offered by the Holy Spirit to the Father for the salvation of the world and for the imminent coming of the glorious reign of Jesus. Here you are being helped by me to suffer, and now the cradle of my immaculate heart becomes an altar upon which I immolate you each day in order to appease divine justice, and that the mercy of God may descend like a rain to renew till world. For this you are called to great suffering, following the first of my beloved sons, the Pope, who now, bathed in his own blood, is following the path that leads to Calvary, along which, together with him, your heavenly mother is leading you. Here you are above all being formed by me to the perfection of love. All your brothers in the movement are spiritually close to you, and during these days extraordinary graces are being poured into the hearts of my beloved sons scattered throughout all parts of the earth. The time has come when I wish to live in you and to manifest myself to all through you. I want to love with your heart, to gaze with your eyes, to console and encourage with your lips, to assist with your hands, to walk with your feet, to follow your bloodied footprints, and to suffer with your crucified body. This is the hour of the final battle. It is therefore also the hour of my victory. And so I have called you once again, and you have responded and have come to this cenacle where we are praying together, loving and invoking the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will give you in superabundance through the Son, that you may soon see new heavens and a new earth. Refuge of Sinners, August 15, 1981, Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into Heaven. Today, Paradise rejoices in contemplating the glorified body of your Heavenly Mother, in whom the splendor of the Most Holy Trinity is reflected. You too look upon me, and I will shed my light on you. In times of temptation, struggle, and discouragement, look upon me, and you will be encouraged and aided. When you happen to fall or to feel the weight of defeat, when you are overwhelmed by evil and sin, come to me and I will give you support. Today, looking with eyes of mercy on my sinful children, I say, I am your Heavenly Mother who invites you all to gather together under my immaculate mantle to be protected and led to Jesus your Savior. I am the refuge of sinners. At the moment when the fury of my adversary is unleashed and succeeds in sweeping away so many with the power of evil which is triumphing, I invite you, my beloved sons, to offer yourselves and to pray for the conversion and the salvation of all sinners. You yourselves be with me, the refuge of sinners, of the poor, the sick, the desperate, the little, the abandoned. From my glorified body, I reflect my light upon your mortal body. From my immaculate heart, I communicate my love to your ailing hearts. From my blissful soul, I cause the fullness of my grace to descend upon your wounded souls. And so I now transform you, because I want to be also through you a refuge for all my poor sinful children. Come then to me, and I will console you and lead you along the safe road which takes you up here to paradise, where in the light and the joy of God you will attain the goal of all your earthly existence. Mother of Mercy, São Paulo, Brazil, September 4, 1981. First Saturday of the month. You have come once again to the largest country of this vast continent to hold cenacles with my beloved sons and with all who have heeded my invitation and consecrated themselves to my heart. The Church will become more and more aware of the powerful assistance which the merciful love of my Immaculate Heart gives it. I am the Mother of Mercy, and my presence today wants to become stronger there where the adversary has done greater damage and brought about greater devastation. I am entering into the enclosure of the church, which is so desolate, and there I am gathering the broken flowers in order to repair them, and those that are withering to give them back new life, and those that are bent over to straighten them up. I am trying to make beautiful once again this garden, which should blossom and give forth fragrance solely for the love and glory of Jesus. Here also, where the adversary has so violated the church, I want to exercise mercy in an extraordinary way. And I am making use of you, my poor child, whom I have set up as the sign of my merciful love, because you have been called to bring to everyone confidence in my motherly heart. Encourage, console, strengthen your brother priests. See how they are suffering. They are, as it were, abandoned and so discouraged as a flock without shepherds, they who are called to be shepherds of the flock. I want to be with Jesus, their loving and understanding shepherdess. Let them follow me into the safe refuge which I have prepared for them, my Immaculate Heart. Bring light and strength to my poor children, bewildered as they are in the midst of the confusion in which they are living. Strengthen them in the faith and in their complete obedience to the Pope and to the hierarchy united to them, and confirm them in the truth. Entrust them all to me by the sincere and generous consecration of themselves to my Immaculate Heart. I am pressed for time. Never as at the present time have you had such need of your Heavenly Mother. For this reason, I desire to manifest myself through you. The time left to you is short, that you may be protected and defended. Hurry, all of you, under the mantle of the Mother of Mercy. By the power of the little ones. Brasilia, Brazil, September 8, 1981, Feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Gaze today upon your infant mother. Learn to be little. If you do not change and become as little children, you cannot understand my plan. Its power lies in weakness, and its realization takes place each day in silence and hiddenness. With the power of the Holy Spirit, which sets a fire and renews everything, the kingdom of God will come to you through the way of littleness and humility. If your heart is pure, it can open itself to the Holy Spirit, who comes to give witness in glory to the triumph of my Son Jesus. If your mind is docile, then you can understand and accept this invitation of mine. By the power of the little ones, my proud adversary will be defeated and the whole world will be renewed. Therefore, all of you gather today about the cradle of your infant mother, and repeat with me to the Lord, in my littleness I was pleasing to the Most High. God has looked upon His servant in her lowliness, and thus He who is mighty has done great things in me. Holy is His name. Mother of all sorrows, Ponta Grossa, Perina, Brazil, September 15, 1981, Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. I am your sorrowful mother. Mine are all your sorrows. At the present time, for you also, sufferings and afflictions are increasing, because you are living at a period of time when the hearts of men have become cold, closed up by a great egoism. Humanity is continuing to hasten along the road of its obstinate rejection of God, despite all my motherly admonitions and the signs which the mercy of the Lord continues to send it. Thus, the chill of sin, of hatred, and of violence spreads increasingly, and the easiest victims are the most defenseless of my children and those most in need of protection. How numerous today are the poor, the disinherited, and those who live in conditions of inhuman misery, without steady work, without means of livelihood, and how numerous are those who daily drift away from God and His law of love, swept away by the powerful cohort of those who teach atheism. Humanity is living in a desert, barren and cold, and never before as now is it so threatened. The pain of humanity is enclosed within my immaculate heart. Today more than ever, I am the mother of all sorrows, and tears are falling from my merciful eyes. Listen to me and do not withdraw yourselves from the love of your sorrowful mother who wants to lead you all to salvation. Beloved children, at this time you are becoming the sign of my immense sorrow. In your hearts, carry with me the suffering of the world and the church in this its new hour of agony and of redemptive passion. It will be only from this suffering of ours that a new era of peace for all can be born. Queen of the Angels, Montevideo, Uruguay, September 29, 1981. Feast of Saints Michael, Gabriel and Raphael. In the struggle to which I am calling you, beloved sons, you are being especially helped and defended by the angels of light. I am the Queen of the Angels. At my orders, they are bringing together from every part of the world those whom I am calling into my great victorious cohort. In the struggle between the woman clothed in the sun and the red dragon, the angels have a most important part to play. For this reason, you must let yourselves be guided docilely by them. The angels, the archangels, and all the heavenly cohorts are united with you in the terrible battle against the dragon and his followers. They are defending you against the snares of Satan and the many demons who have now been unleashed with furious and destructive frenzy upon every part of the world. This is the hour of Satan and of the power of the spirits of darkness. It is their hour, which coincides with the moment of their apparent victorious action. It is their hour, but the time which they have at their disposal is brief, and the days of their triumph are counted. Therefore, they are setting dangerous and fearful snares for you, and you would not be able to escape them without the special help of your guardian angels. How many times each day they intervene to rescue you from all the treacherous maneuvers which, with astuteness, my adversary undertakes against you. This is why I call upon you to entrust yourselves more and more to the angels of the Lord. Have an affectionate intimacy with them, because they are closer to you than your friends and dear ones. Walk in the light of their invisible but certain and precious presence. They pray for you, walk by your side, sustain you in your weariness, console you in your sorrow, keep guard over your repose, take you by the hand and lead you gently along the road I have pointed out for you. Pray to your guardian angels and live out with trust and serenity the painful hours of purification. Indeed, in these moments, heaven and earth are united in extraordinary communion of prayer, of love, and of action, at the orders of your heavenly leader. An interior wound, Buenos Aires, Argentina, October 13, 1981, anniversary of the last apparition of Fatima. Today you are at Luján, in the most celebrated shrine of this great country, where I am so loved and venerated. With a cenacle, you are commemorating my last apparition at Fatima, which took place on this very day in 1917. The entire plan which I am now carrying out was revealed to you at that time. You are entering into the most difficult and decisive period of time. you are living through the last years of this century, in which a great part of the battle between your heavenly leader and her adversary has already taken place. You are now living out its conclusive phase. For this reason, I am preparing you each day, through confidence and prayer, to live through the most painful hours of all. With the anxiety and concerns of a mother who sees how great the danger is through which you are passing, I beg you again to return to God, who is awaiting you all to give you His forgiveness and His fatherly love. See with how many signs I accompany this anguished appeal of mine, with messages I have given and apparitions I have granted in many parts of the world. With my numerous weepings, even with blood, I want to make you understand that this is a grave hour, that the cup of divine justice is now full. An interior wound has been inflicted on my motherly heart, as I see that these extraordinary signs are neither believed in nor accepted. What more can I do for you, my poor children, so menaced and exposed to danger? In a final attempt to save you, I am giving you the secure refuge of my Immaculate Heart. I am calling you from every part of the world through this work of mine to enter into this refuge by way of your consecration. And you, my little one, who are led and guided by me, go into every part of the world to bring to all my motherly call. My hour has come. Raise up to the Father a powerful cry of supplication and reparation. From the divine heart of the Son, many rivers of mercy descend upon this world, which, through the powerful action of the Holy Spirit, will be entirely renewed, that in this the glory of God the Father may shine forth. Peace will come to you. Santiago, Chile, October 22nd, 1981. In this country too, which I love so much, you have gone everywhere to hold senecals with my priest and with many other children of mine. How much love and how much devotion to me you find along all the roads of the world. The most generous response to my motherly invitation comes from the poor, the little, the humble, the suffering, the sinners. The thorns of my sorrow are thus transformed into flowers, and the tears into a smile. Each day I see you increasing in numbers and in generosity, and from all sides the sound of your prayer, ever more pleasing, reaches me. How very dear I hold the rosary, which you recite so often in answer to the urgent appeal of your Heavenly Mother. How I welcome with joy your response to my sorrowful plea to consecrate yourselves to my Immaculate Heart in the midst of the great indifference of the majority of my poor children. Together we are fighting, and each day you will add new forces to my cohort for the victory which has already been announced. From my Immaculate Heart, peace will come to you. At the moment when everything will seem lost, it is then that you will see the extraordinary prodigy of the woman clothed in the sun, who will manifest herself in all her power. The darkness will be conquered by a light which will cover the whole world, the cold of hatred by the fire of love, the great rebellion against God by a universal return to His merciful fatherly love. Yes, my beloved sons, you will also have to suffer, and some of you in my Immaculate Heart will be immolated. But through your generous response, the time of the great trial will be shortened. More quickly than you yourselves could think, there will come to you the reign of love and of peace of my Son Jesus, to whom alone is due honor and power and glory forever and ever. The Communion of Saints, Quito, Ecuador, November 1st, 1981, Feast of All Saints. I am the Queen of all the saints. Today you are bid to lift up your eyes here to paradise, where so many of your brothers have preceded you. They are praying for you and helping you, that the reign of Jesus, which in heaven is the cause of our joy and glory, may soon come also upon earth. May this living communion with all your brothers who are already in paradise become ever more intense. The communion of the saints must be lived out still more fully at these times, because there is only one church in which my Son Jesus lives and reigns and is glorified by his brethren, who are still struggling or suffering or rejoicing in eternal beatitude. As you go about bringing my invitation everywhere and gathering my children into my cohort, how greatly you are assisted, protected and defended by your brothers who have already arrived up here. They form a crown of light about my immaculate heart. Each one of these lights is reflected on each of you and illumines and guides you on your journey. Your Heavenly Mother wants to strengthen the bonds of love which unite you to heaven, so that you may daily benefit from the communion of the saints and go forward united with them. The Great Trial, Puebla, Mexico, November 12, 1981, Feast of Saint Josephat, Martyr. 6-day cenacal for the directors of the MMP in Mexico. You are gathered here for a continuous cenacal of 1 week, and my beloved sons have come from the most distant parts of Mexico, this land which loves me so much and which I am protecting with special solicitude and which I am defending from the many evils which are today menacing it. I am your sweet and merciful mother. Many years ago, I imprinted my image on the cloak of my little Juan Diego, to whom I appeared. Today, I want to imprint my image in the heart and the life of each one of you. You are thus signed with the seal of my love, which distinguishes you from those who have allowed themselves to be seduced by the beast and bear his imprinted blasphemous number. The dragon and the beast can do nothing against those who have been signed with my seal. The star of the abyss will persecute all those who are signed with my seal, but nothing will be able to harm the souls upon whom I myself have impressed my image. By the blood which many of them will have to shed, divine justice will be appeased, and the time of my victory will be hastened. By your prayer, your suffering, and your personal immolation, I will bring my plan to completion. I will hasten the time of the triumph of my immaculate heart in the reign of Jesus, who will come to you in glory. Thus, a new era of peace will begin, and you will at last see new heavens and a new earth. I have great designs on you. Respond each and all with generosity. In this extraordinary cenacal, I have obtained for you from the Father, through Jesus, the gift of the Holy Spirit. He will transform you into apostles of these last times. Give me your prayer, your suffering, and your trust. Do not be afraid if my adversary attacks you with terrible snares to lead you to discouragement. You are my very little children, my beloved sons, my apostles. Your light will increase day by day, and you will be a source of guidance and safety at the time of the great tribulation. Pray, most dearly beloved sons, because for your homeland, as for all the world, the great trial has come. On the Road of Perfect Love, New York, USA, December 8, 1981, Feast of the Immaculate Conception. You are here today on the last you hire today on the feast of my Immaculate Conception to conclude by a great cenacle this long and extraordinary journey which has been strewn with true miracles of grace from my Immaculate Heart. I am the Immaculate Conception. I am your all-beautiful Mother. I am the woman clothed in the sun. Being without the least shadow of sin, even of original sin, from which I was preserved by a singular privilege, I could reflect completely the plan which the Father had in the creation of the universe. Thus, in a perfect way, I could give the greatest glory to the Lord. Because I was all beautiful and full of grace, the word of the Father chose me as his dwelling place, and stooping to my extreme littleness, through a divine prodigy of love, he descended into my virginal womb. He assumed his human nature and became my son. Thus, I became truly the mother of Jesus and your true mother. Because I am truly your mother, Jesus has entrusted to me the mission of begetting you constantly into his likeness. By leading you along the road of love, of divine grace, of prayer, of penance, of your interior conversion. In this daily struggle against Satan and against sin, my place is that of victorious leader. I am today the woman clothed in the sun, who is doing combat against the red dragon and his powerful army. The Holy Spirit gives strength and vigor to the great cohort of my little sons. Jesus is awaiting the moment to establish through you his reign of love, to carry out the will of the Father in a perfect way. He will thus lead back all creation to its pristine glorification of God. Go forward with the very greatest confidence. Follow the light of your Immaculate Mother. I am covering you with my very own splendor. I am clothing you with my virtues. I am signing you with my seal. I am revealing to you the secrets of divine wisdom. I am leading you each day along the road of perfect love. From your mouths, little ones, may the Most Holy Trinity receive today praise and glory. You are the greatest joy of my Immaculate Heart. You are already part of my victory. Today I am casting my light upon you all. I am protecting you. I am consoling and blessing you. In the Cradle of Suffering, December 24, 1981, the Holy Night. Beloved sons, watch with me in prayer and in expectation. This is the Holy Night. At the moment when the greatest silence envelops everything, there unfolds upon the earth the great prayer of the Mother, which penetrates heaven and opens it to send down upon you my divine offspring. I look into his eyes. I feel the beating of his little heart. I stroke with my motherly hands his little hands. I place him in the cradle made of a poor manger in the penetrating chill of the night and the cold which closes the hearts of all. The cradle in which I place my heavenly child on this holy night is formed from the suffering and the pain of all. For this Christmas also, the prayer of your heavenly mother becomes more intense. It embraces the suffering of all and the desperation of many of my children. I look at the sufferings of the Polish people who have been consecrated to me and who in recent days have been repeatedly entrusted to me by my Pope. They are living through the dramatic hours of their Calvary and carry the cross of a mortal suffering. I look with motherly apprehension upon their children who are suffering from cold and hunger, upon their young people who have been imprisoned and deported, upon their families which have become broken up, upon their men who are carrying on an unequal struggle to defend their human rights, upon their women who again are shedding so many bitter tears. On this Christmas day, the people of Poland, so loved by me, are becoming a warning sign for all and a symbol of that which now awaits poor humanity. In the cradle of this immense suffering, I am today placing my heavenly child. Pray that the hearts of all may open to him. Throw open wide the doors to Jesus Christ, who is coming. At the moment of your greatest tribulation, from his birth will stream forth abundant light for a new birth of all humanity. A Gentle and Sad Voice, December 31st, 1981. Last night of the year. Spend with me in prayer and in profound silence the last hours of this year which is about to end. You will then hear in your heart the gentle and sad voice of my motherly lament, and you will see many tears fall from my merciful eyes, and you will notice that the beating of my immaculate heart becomes more anxious and anguished, because in my mother's heart you will feel beating the heart of the whole church, never before so violated by its adversary and betrayed by its own children, the heart of your homeland, never so threatened in its life and liberty, the heart of all poor humanity, now on the point of living the painful moments of this terrible trial. You are on the threshold of grave and painful events. In my heart, your own preoccupation, anxiety, and bewilderment is now reflected. Turn your gaze this night to your Immaculate Mother. In my motherly heart, your prayers and sufferings are offered by me at each moment to the justice of God as a sign of reparation and supplication for all. Thus, by the mercy of the Father, each new day and each new year is made ready for you. May the new year, which is now about to be born, open up upon the straying world the road of your return to the God of salvation. The great hour of justice and of mercy is about to open upon the world. For this reason, I bid you, beloved sons, to spend on your knees in prayer and reparation these very precious hours of this last night of the year.